Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm in the mood for that today.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm in the mood for you wrestling with your headset. What are you doing over there?
I just put my headset on.
Chuck Freeman. How's the hotel in Canada? You got to check out soon.
You got to be checking out here in about 45 minutes and heading off to the, the long way back to the United States.
Do you have a connecting flight at all?
Yeah, I'm in Minneapolis. Flight to Minneapolis, here to Minneapolis, and then Minneapolis to Milwaukee.
Is anybody on the plane with you that you know of?
Well, how would I know that? I don't know who's on my flight.
I know. I thought maybe you talked to some of the media members there and.
No, I think most of those guys are leaving or have left already.
Okay.
I think a lot of those guys I knew that were leaving already. Matt Velasquez was leaving earlier. I think Namzy was leaving earlier.
Matt will join us tomorrow at 8.
Yeah. And then it's funny because we're all heading back to Milwaukee today, and some of these guys are coming back Friday already. It's like, might as well just stay here. You're going to go back to Milwaukee for a day, but we got to go back for Thursday's game.
What is the clanking I hear?
I'm just putting on my belt here. I'm getting dressed. Oh, I didn't think it was that funny.
Come on!
Boy, you're in a pretty good mood for a guy where our team is reeling a little bit.
You're getting dressed during the show!
Yeah, sure. Well, this is part of doing it. Yeah, I'm doing the show from my hotel room. I gotta run, man. I'm wearing two hats. I'm getting 3 hours of sleep. I'm running here, running there. I don't got a car up here.
We'll have a report
depending
from...
Uber drivers, foreign Uber drivers, I can't understand.
we'll hear from Stephen Newsman coming up in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, good.
It's Chuck and Winkler. That's Chuck. I'm Bart. This is John and Franklin, 799-1250. Are your pants on?
Hi, John.
Yeah, my pants are on, and you're not going to mistake me for somebody that's happy.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
We can quantify what a fan is all we flip and watch. But as a fan, I can't go in there when there's $4 and watch one Siakam emerge with the ball on an offensive rebound time and time again. I don't know what I'm watching besides the fact that the Toronto Raptors and Nurse Nick are outbucking the Bucks at Bucks. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I mean, you are 6 games away from the Golden Globe, the championship trophy. And you're going in there with a half-ass effort. This is a bunch of crap. You competed for one quarter, and I don't know what the heck happened. I don't know what happened with the referee. I don't know if at halftime they shifted crews. Because I was watching a hockey game in the first half, and I was fine with it. And then you come out in the third quarter, and immediately tic-tac fouls are called all over the place. So I don't know what's going on there, but it's not helping. It certainly isn't helping. And this team better get its collective crap together. The stupid passes that they're sitting there picking off and just waiting on. This is on Coach Bud to make the adjustments and beat these guys. Because I'm telling you, it's right there for them, and they're just pissing it away.
I think a team that's... And that might be the best line of the week so far. Nurse Nick. I like that. Like Nurse Jackie, the HBO show. I know you don't watch much TV, Bart, but Nurse Jackie.
Well, I watch too much TV.
Nurse Jackie.
Did see Nurse Jackie.
Nurse Jackie. She was played by the mom from The Sopranos, Tony's wife on The Sopranos. I forgot her
Edie Falco.
Name. Edie Falco. That's it. Yes, Edie Falco plays Nurse.
Yeah.
Nurse Jackie.
It was on Showtime.
Nurse Nick. It was on Showtime? Nurse Nick. Showtime, HBO. I get them all mixed up.
Sexton Ronnie tweets in, not only is Chuck a foreigner to the show this week, but he also does the show with no pants on. What a damn legend.
Yeah, no pants.
Did you change your pants, or were you not wearing pants this whole time?
No, I had sweats on.
Okay.
I had sweats on.
That's all right. That's
no, I'm have a pants on. Yeah,
that's cool. Joe is in West Bend, 799-1250. Joe.
Hey guys, man, they were just out hustled last night, and you know, to be honest with you, I think they got to stop double teaming Kawhi. He's hurt. I would bet the farm on letting him shoot 40 times a game. But they're doubling, and all these guys are wide open. I mean, their defense last night reminded me of the Jason Kidd era of defense. They were chasing after threes. Guys were wide open. They weren't closing out. It was atrocious defensively. And offensively, Toronto's in our grill. Like, and we're just standing. We've got our five guys out there, and it's either dribble, drive, and then we stand and we wait for the pass. There's just not a whole lot of movement out there, guys.
There's some double teams last night where it's like, how is this even illegal? Like, how is this legal? Not in the NBA, but in the world. I mean, they are up in them on some of these double teams. They're doing it to Giannis. They did it to Middleton last night a bunch of times. Yet Toronto's playing better defense than the Bucks. And the Bucks, it seemed like, I mean, for me, it seemed like, Chuck, that the possessions were Giannis running down, getting double team, kicking it out, shot, no offensive rebound, rinse, repeat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It seemed like to be the same thing over and over again. You know, but the Raptors, though, they were a little loose with the basketball, I thought, at times. And they do, especially in that first half. I thought they were a little loose with the basketball. They were throwing they were making some bad cross court passes, loose with the ball in the lane area. So I thought the Bucks were given some opportunities by the Raptors turning the ball over a little bit. But you know, this thing about the Raptors have owned the offensive glass. I thought last night, crashing the boards, getting second shots, getting reloads, and I think that just cuts the heart out of you too.
Let's see. This is from Jeff at the Wendy's email inbox, live at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm not going to blame this player or that player or not signing guys for next season. What I'm noticing is that Nick Nurse adjusted his lineup. Bud keeps the standard quo. It's time to give DJ Wilson his time. He can match up against Ibaka. Mirotić can't. You need to make adjustments or this will be the end of the road for Milwaukee. That's from Jeff.
Well, if Bledsoe doesn't start playing better, number one at my on the top of the get better for game six or get better for game five is Bledsoe's got to play better. I mean, you're always going to make adjustments. And when, you know, back in the playoff, when they lost to Boston, they talked about, well, we're not going to make any adjustments. That's foolish. They do make adjustments. They made adjustments on defending the pick and roll. So the teams are always making adjustments. Toronto's going to be making some adjustments. They all make adjustments. But what, you know, do you make radical adjustments? Do you make little tugs here and there? I mean, that's going to happen. But at the number one on my list is Eric Bledsoe's got to play better.
Frank says, this is Facebook, why do people want to now go out of their way to call out Bledsoe? What about their new hero Brogdon going 2-for-11, missing open shots, plus not playing defense? He is giving Norman Powell a name.
Well, this was one game he played bad in, but tell me how many times we've had to complain about Brogdon this year and how many times we've had to complain about Bledsoe this year, okay? Brogdon's 90% free throw shooter, 50% from the field, 40% from three-point arc, okay? Bledsoe can't say that.
So I was complaining about Drake last night on Twitter, as were you. Mike Wickett, former co-host of this show, this time slot with you, with me, produced for you guys. He tweeted me last night, if it was Aaron Rodgers massaging Coach Bud, you'd tweet how much you love this team. And I said, I'd barely like when Rodgers plays football. No way I would like him massaging Coach Bud during a game. And then Wickett just chimed in with his standard Wickett approach. Let me guess. SNL isn't as good as it used to be. Super Bowl halftimes are terrible. Bat flips are ruining baseball. NFL celebrations are classless. Act like you've been there before. Drake was hilarious. Chuck, I should have took over for this clown sooner.
Wow.
Yeah. what do you think about that?
Well, I think his response to find Drake entertaining is appalling, man.
Yeah, it's appalling.
He's interfering with the game.
Yeah.
He's interfering with the game.
Yeah.
So So what's your tweet response to Wixie?
Well, on air, I just said I should have took over for him sooner. I could go with that one.
I want you to put in quotes what you just said on air. I tweet him back. I want to put that in quotes, but I should have taken over for this clown when I was in Fond du Lac. I should have taken over from this clown sooner.
I just read this on air and said, quote, I should have taken over for this clown sooner.
Okay. See what his as a, yeah, I don't, yeah, I'm glad Wix, boy, if Wixie and I were doing the show, we'd be battling for 4 hours on that one.
Ah, come on, Drake's hilarious. It's part of the game.
God, I'd be
it's the NBA.
I'd be banging my head against this glass window on the 10th floor of my hotel right here, hoping it would just bust so I'd fall out if I had to deal with that for 4 hours.
Lim O'Brien, 799-1250. What's up?
I tell you, this is not a homer call, and I don't on the bandwagon when they're winning and jumping off when they're losing.
Wicks,
but I'm
going to
tell you,
Jeez.
The Bucks look like a bad credit card. I don't think they're going anywhere. It's terrible. When you see they look lazy, where the Bucks just seem to be going through the motions.
Yeah.
And as far as my printer, he's printing up a sign for me. I'll be out there tomorrow with an 8x10 sign called the Eric Dead Show. I'm going to have his jersey on a sign with Dead Show on the back because he's playing like a Dead. He's playing like he did last year. And another thing, I think that Toronto coach is making moves like a head nurse, not Nick the nurse. He's making adjustments. He's all over the place. The Bucks are just status quo. If they don't take Mirotić out of the starting lineup, and I agree with you 100%, Wilson is much more aggressive on the defensive end. He gets rebounds. He's tall. He can lead. Mirotić just looks like a dead fish. And when you're shooting like 5 from 27 from three-point range and you do not play defense, I don't understand what you offer into the playoff series. You need to make adjustments. It's one thing in the regular season.
Did you get a book on metaphors for Christmas?
I'm still upset about what Wixie said a while ago, so I'm not even listening to this call.
Oh, come on. This is Lim O'Brien.
Oh, Lim O'Brien. Good call.
This is our guy.
I'm just saying that's a bad
Brian.
Call. I'm just saying Wixie kind of, what?
Hey, Brian.
Yes, sir.
You take anybody famous in your limo the last 2 weeks?
Yes, I did, and I'll be at the downtown Hilton today. The TNT crew is going to be on the move a little bit, and then I have the contract with those guys to pick them up and take them to the fight serve tomorrow.
When you do that, like, do you have 105.7 on in the radio?
No, I just have it on coming out.
Oh, you gotta. When, like, Ernie Johnson sits in there, you got to have the fan on and then just say, like, hey, by the way, you ever listen to these guys?
Well, the contract goes from 5 to 1 o'clock, so by the time they come out at 5:30, you know, the big show is winding down, and then right after that, then it's just...
Well, we've got the Milwaukee Basketball Hour tonight with Jeremy Lin as a special guest.
Well, that could be. I'm not sure exactly where they're headed tonight. If they're off night, they come in tonight.
Take them to Rare Steakhouse and hang out with Bill and Jeremy Lin.
I don't know if they're wondering. It's all up to them. I'm just in motion when they come out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you're working.
But I can tell you that the Bucks just don't look experienced enough. They look frazzled. I mean, the look in their eyes, they look scared. They look like they were children in a room and somebody tried to break in the window. They look scared. They don't look aggressive. They don't look like they're in control. And I'll tell you, it's fool's gold if you think just because they have the home court advantage, they're going to win. Is it an advantage? Of course. Does that guarantee you winning? No. You don't come to play, you're not going to win. And these guys that aren't shooting and holding onto the ball too long during possessions, they look confused. And Giannis, I'm going to tell you, MVP, that may be stretching it. The guy doesn't – when's the last time
– he's still the MVP.
Still the MVP, but I think the postseason should count in MVP voting. I've always said that.
Well, they announce it long enough that it might as well.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think it should be a regular season award. Postseason should be included in it. And if it gives certain guys advantages, great. But I think the postseason should play a part in MVP. But I still would give him the MVP. I still would give him the MVP.
799-1250, 414-799.
Ain't Paul George.
1250.
Ain't Jimmy Harden.
You know what time it is, Freems.
Rabbit, do you know? Rabbit,
Bill'sPressBox.com is free, but this guy pays a subscription. Ram on the north side. What's up, Ram?
Hey, Ram.
Oh, man. Hey, can you change my music to Warren G, the Regulator?
Sure.
You give me this 1970s music from disco. Like,
well, I was rolling, man. 1981.
Yeah, that's the old Ram song. It's the L.A. Ram song.
Man. God, I wish I was naked dancing to this song.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow.
I feel like taking my clothes off.
Yeah, take those pants off.
You just told me to put them on.
Sound like some dudes from the Jeffersons, man.
What's up, Ram?
Hey, Ram.
Well...
Well,
what's wrong with a little levity when our team just got its ass kicked in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Chuck?
Art? Here's the thing.
You know, people, I don't think you give the Raptors enough credit.
Oh, we did.
I've been hyping up the Raptors all season.
You know what? We didn't give enough. I'll tell you where we didn't give the Raptors enough credit. When that Boston series said, we laughed at the Raptors. We both did.
Okay.
We both did. We did. We did. We did. We thought this would be easier than it was. I fell into that trap. I'll speak for me.
You know, I think what you're looking at is Gasol came over during the middle of the trade. And to me, in basketball, like, you got to have everybody there in training camp. So when a guy got to play catch-up, you got to kind of work his way in. And it seemed like it's happening throughout the playoffs with him, you know, trying to get a rhythm, you know, see how people play together, how him and Kawhi play together. And I think Coach Nurse has done a very good job, but like you said, making adjustments. And then the other thing, Powell is a killer, man. I mean,
he did this 2 years ago to us.
Yeah, I mean, he's a UCLA guy. He played with Kevin Love and them. I mean, this guy can play. I mean, and you know the difference I see, they're far more athletic than the Bucks. I mean, I saw one play, he just blew by Mirotic like he wasn't. They didn't call the foul. He just blew right by him and got a layup. But it's happening because those guys put the ball down and go to the rack. You know, Mirotic, Middleton, and Lopez, you know, they stand out and shoot those threes. Then if the shot doesn't go in, it's like, who's there to get the rebound? Giannis got to do everything. You know, he got to tip the ball, you know, and it's wearing Giannis down, I think. And then the other thing, the point guard matchup is Lowry 81 points, Bledsoe 33. I think that's the difference right now. Lowry had a big game in game one, but right now he's smoking Bledsoe. I mean, it's not even close. But you got to have more than one guy that can create shots for other people. And I think right now it's the ball handling that's really in the rebounding. And then Ibaka, how many dunks did he have in the post?
Would you make an adjustment, Ram, to the lineup?
Yeah.
For who? What?
I'll take Mirotic out of there.
Yeah, get him on the bench.
Yeah, I mean,
give him the Paul Gasol treatment.
I mean, but,
come on.
Fake an injury.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why are you not using some of his bench? This DJ Wilson.
You've got the deepest bench in the league.
Mm-hmm. Not using them.
So you're going to
use it.
So you're just going to trash Mirotic. Get him out of there.
Little regulators, Chuck.
I'm down with this.
Bud needs to regulate that lineup and get DJ Wilson in there.
Well,
thanks, Ram.
If he thought DJ Wilson was an answer, they went and got Mirotic. Yeah, they went and traded for Mirotic, John Horst. I thought still that's I like Mirotic on this team, and I still think he's going to be hurt from, even though he hasn't played well in the last two games.
You got to put DJ Wilson in, because Mirotic cannot defend. He can shoot threes, but he's really bad. DJ Wilson, it's time for the Michigan lad.
No. I knew we were going to get some DJ Wilson. That was predictable. We were going to get some DJ Wilson.
DJ L-Y-W, Warren to the G. No. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. On the Fan. The Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride?
This is Stephen Newsom with another Chuck Freeman in Canada update. I just arrived at the hotel, and given that there are no rooms available on this night, I was able to convince the front desk clerk that I was Chuck Freeman and that I had simply lost my room key. It's getting late, but Chuck is not back from the game yet, so I can really make myself at home while he's away. He is hoping Chuck works extra late at the arena so that I can get some shut-eye and...
Oh no. I hear a key calling the door. The door's opening. Hold on. I have to hide behind this curtain. Hopefully Chuck is so tight he doesn't hear me finish this report, but whether I am found or not, my journalistic duty requires me to still hit my deadline tonight. So, here goes. Chuck enjoyed some Tim Hortons early in the day, took a brief walk around downtown Toronto, and nearly got into an all-out brawl with hip-hop hooligan Drake at halftime. Chuck was so annoyed by Drake during Game 4 that Frings posted a tweet with the F-word in it. He was overheard asking Eric Name and Matt Velasquez if they had a Drake bobblehead, because Chuck wanted to smash it to bits. Well, that's all from Canada, as it sounds like Chuck has crawled into bed and instantly fell asleep as he looks forward to getting out of this hellhole of a country and back onto American soil. We've got more to come. This is Stephen Newsman, Channel 4! This is Stephen Newsman with another Chuck Freeman.
Sorry, that's replaying. Oh. Yeah, no, just one.
Okay.
Loop mode was on for those of you scoring at home. Did you notice Stephen Newsman in your room last night, our reporter that's dedicated to you and just you?
I'd never see him. Honestly, I never notice him. But he's somehow following me around like a good reporter is and doing his work without me noticing. So, yeah, I don't notice him, but he's doing a good job.
What time you get back today?
Late this afternoon.
Oh, so I'm going to miss you at the Brewer game? Because normally on the day games we hang out together like
yeah.
buddies.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't make it back if I left now, I wouldn't probably make it back in time. But flight's not till like 1:30 this afternoon.
It's Chuck and Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman in Canada. We want to thank everybody that has helped us out to make sure Canada can, you know, handle the Chuck Freeman experience, including our friends at Robert Hack Diamonds, where you can buy jewelry. And if Milwaukee wins the title, you won't have to pay for that jewelry. Also want to thank the Q Club of Wisconsin, where you can watch all the playoff action. Facebook, check them out, or QClubWI.com. And Hupie and Abraham, injured, call Hupie and Abraham, voted best, rated best year after year. Visit Hupie, HUPY.com today. So the Bucks lose last night, 120 to 102. We're recapping it, brainstorming what to do with you guys. 799-1250. Let's get out to Tim in Milwaukee. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, I'm just, you know, listening to all the comments, man. I wish people would quit freaking out. You know, we held serve on our home court for the first two games, and they came home and did what they were supposed to do. You know, I would be interested to know how many series went the total of seven games, and the team with the home court advantage won the series, but the opposing team did not win a game on the other's home court. You know, I mean, this is a seven-game series. I mean, we got home court advantage. That's the importance of playing a good regular season to get home court advantage. Let's quit freaking out and relax, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's still a series. Bucks are still in the series. They're, you know, it's 2-2. It's not 3-1. It's not the, you know, 2-1. It's 3. It's 2-2. They're in the series, man. They just have lost a little of their mojo in the last couple of games.
I think the freak out is because of the fear, and we've talked about this a lot. NLCS Game 7. I was so mad that people weren't mad as me, because I knew, you know, we were that close to the World Series and it didn't happen. But I think that by the time these series are over, you're spent. You're out of energy. And the time when people get mad and fearful and worried is during the seven-game series. I cannot stress enough how many ups and downs there are in these series. As somebody who has, let's just say, followed the Golden State Warriors for the last few seasons, watching every game intently and rooting for Golden State in these last few years, there's so many times where a series looks like it's over, where the Thunder are up 3-1, that series is over. Golden State comes back and wins. Where Golden State is up 3-1, that series is over. They come back and win. Or the home team wins 2. And then the road team wins too, and it looks like there's no way that road team is going to lose this series because they have the momentum. And then in Game 5, the home team just throttles them. These seven-game series, they are, you know, they are to find out who is truly the best. In the NBA, it's not fluke. The best team wins, and we'll find out which team is better in this series because they do play up to seven times. And I still don't know if it goes that far. I still do like the Bucks in this one. And if you listen to anything, you know, throughout the country, you're going to hear a lot of, well, the Raptors can maybe this is their series, and there'll be a lot of Raptors heavy talk today. And there should be. They've deserved to get themselves back in it after going down 0-2. But I think that's why people are freaking out, is because We don't want it to be another one of these teams that goes so close yet seems so far. And maybe that's not fair. Maybe that's not deserved. But, you know, of all people, I'm not going to be the one to tell people how they should or should not feel.
So close and so far away. A good song by Hall & Oates, by the way. So close, yet so far away. The Bucks are so close, but are they so far away at this point, Bart, you think?
I still would like to take them in six, but here's what I'm going to say. Here's how I feel about the series after four games.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Bucks are going to win game five. I think that the Bucks need to win game six because I think if it goes seven, Toronto's going to come here and take it.
All right, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Okay? Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, is Eric Bledsoe going to snap out of his funk?
You want to do like a Cinco for Winko instead of a five for Frames?
I could do a five for Winks here.
You could do a five for Cinco for Winko.
Yeah, okay. That'd be just like one though, right?
No, only Cinco's five.
Oh, Cinco's five. Okay, yeah,
Cinco's.
Five. Sorry.
Cinco's
I've
five.
I've been in Canada too long. I will say, okay, number one, Bar Winkler.
Yeah.
Is Eric Bledsoe going to snap out of his funk?
Not in this series, no. Eric Bledsoe, if they get to the finals, he may be more well-adjusted in the finals. I do not see him snapping out of his funk in the series against the Raptors. In fact, I would not. I would look at not starting him. I would still start him. I'd like to see Brogdon in that starting lineup, but Bledsoe, the 20 minutes for him, that's about what he deserves right now. So I'm going to say no, he will not break out of the funk.
Oh, that's going to be tough to win a series, though, don't you think? 1A here, 1B, would you think that it's tough, though, when to not win a series without Bledsoe, one of the big three not playing well?
I think they're going to need more solid performances out of George Hill, out of Pat Connaughton, maybe even you go to Sterling Brown. Bledsoe not showing up in these playoffs is a huge disappointment, especially with what happened last season. So, yes, it's going to be tough, but I think the Bucks, because they have the best player in this series, at least they should, and if Middleton can play like he did last night and the bench depth, they can still win a series without Bledsoe playing his A game.
Number two leads me to this one. Is Antetokounmpo still the best player on either team?
Right now, he is not playing like it. And I would say you have to give that edge to Kawhi right now. Kawhi's playing at 35%, and he's still hustling out there. He's still getting steals. He's still making shots. He's getting his other teammates involved. The Bucks need to find a way to shut down Kawhi like Kawhi has shut down Giannis. Let's not just talk about Kawhi offensively. Ever since they switched Kawhi onto Giannis, it's been more difficult for Giannis. So right now, looking at these four games, Kawhi has been the best player in those four games.
Thress. What?
Trace.
Trace. Onodos. Tres. Thress. Three. Tres.
Tres.
I didn't know. I was a German I took in high school.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf.
Yeah, eins, zwei, drei. Maybe we should have done that. Okay.
Fünf for Frames.
Yeah.
Fünf for Frames.
I might slip of a tongue on that one.
How about Fünf for Fatty, and that'll be for me.
Three, what would be the, who would get more PT off the bench at whose expense?
I would like to see DJ Wilson get more minutes at Nikola Mirotic's expense. I think you brought Mirotic in to be a guy that can space the floor and knock down threes. Unfortunately, he has not knocked down those threes. 37 of the last 45 he's taken, he's missed. So you're going to have to adjust yourself. And I think what the Bucks need to do is focus more on rebounds. You cannot have so many offensive possessions and in one possession. And you need to play better defensively. And I think DJ Wilson is a guy that they should at least look into playing more in Game 5 at home.
You mentioned earlier, number four here. Watto.
Quattro.
I said that.
You said you said Cato.
Henry Cato? No. Tony Snell.
Jacques Cato.
Tony Snell. You stumped for Tony Snell earlier here on the show, which led to a kind of a heated discussion between you and I. Would Tony Snell fit in the equation?
Put Tony Snell into your game plan. 5 to 10 minutes. Put him into your game plan.
5 to 10 minutes?
Put him into your game plan. I don't need him to start. I don't need him to play 25 minutes.
Earlier, I thought maybe you were talking about major minutes for Tony.
I'd like to see Tony Snell in the game plan, is what I will say.
But not 20 minutes.
I mean, if he plays well, yeah, play him 20. If he's solid defensively.
Well, yeah. Okay. Question number five, are you staggered by these last two losses? Have you changed your opinion on how good the Bucks are?
No, what I've said all year is that the Bucks are going to go to the finals because of their depth. Now is the time to use the depth. What I've also said, if there's a team that's going to knock the Bucks from getting there, it's Toronto. What I may have miscalculated was the gap between Milwaukee and Toronto, especially with the momentum Milwaukee was riding into that series. They destroyed Boston. And I didn't think much of Boston, you know that. But I just thought that, especially after the first two games, well, Toronto looked cooked. And Nick Nurse, I didn't think anything of Nick Nurse. You know, Nick Nurse is the one who sold my wife and I a new headboard that we just got into our house. He's the one that sold it to us at Steinhoffel's. So I was surprised to see him coaching so quickly in the NBA. So maybe I discredited Nick Nurse. But I don't think I discredited the Raptors as much as people think. And I'm going to say Bucks in six. But if they lose in six, if they lose game six, Frames, I'm going to be nervous and worried about game seven. That's where I am right now.
Well, yeah. But at least if they had to come to Toronto for a game seven, oh, man, that'd be tough. But game seven at home, I like their chances. Let's hope it doesn't get that far. And the Bucks do finish it off maybe they got to win tomorrow night and hopefully come back to Toronto and win a game seven. It would be kind of sweet winning a game seven to go to the NBA Finals in our gym. I'm not going to lie about that, but I want to see it done in a game six out here. I didn't come out here to get my ass kicked again.
Yeah, what did you even go up there for? You saw two losses.
I know, eh?
Hey.
That's Wisconsin.
Nah, that was Connecticut. You got to get back here, man.
I do got to get back here. You know what? I bashed on Canada. Canada hasn't done really anything to change my mind about it.
How are the hotel rules in Canada? That's pretty much where you've been.
Hotel. I walked around downtown a little bit. Police everywhere. And, yeah. I mean, it's a mixed bag of people here in town. You know, a lot of different nations, nationalities here and all that. It's a clean town. You walk outside the arena and you smell marijuana right away. There's people smoking marijuana all up and down the streets here in this town. I'll say that.
No, you're thinking of the Capitol Drive Walmart.
Might as well be, yes. But, yeah.
I go to that Walmart just to get high.
Well, you could just come out of a Raptors game. You could come out of a Raptors game at about 10:30 at night and feel the same way. Or, in my case, at 1 a.m. last night, and still, bad. You get a good drift of it.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Don't forget, at Perkins, you can get a free meal today. Sign up for their e-club. Go to PerkinsRestaurants.com. Get a buy one, get one, and you'll get a meal. And whoever you take will get a meal as well, valid for one free entree with an entree purchase with a couple of beverages. You can do that after 4 o'clock. So they've got a lot of great free incentives and discounted incentives throughout the week to bring some people, have a lunch with somebody, and a dinner with somebody, and do it affordably. Perkins on Tuesdays and Saturdays. The big one is that kids eat free. Kids after 4 o'clock Tuesdays and Saturdays eat at no charge when you get a meal. That's available at Perkins all throughout southeastern Wisconsin, all throughout the week. You have a bus to catch?
Yeah, I got to take the shuttle here. I'm checking out. You and Horvy take it the rest of the way.
The Ryan Horvath Show.
Oh, is that what's happening?
You want to do the Ryan Horvath Show?
Don't matter to me. Whatever you guys want to do here.
Boy, don't matter. Guy's clamoring for airtime, and it doesn't matter. Of course it does. You got to step up. This is your time, Horvy.
All right, Frames.
This is your time.
Yeah, pull up the radio.com app and check out the Ryan Horvath Show.
Yeah, we'll do some NHL coming up next. Stanley Cup final set.
You got to take it.
Hey, Chuck, have a safe travel. See you tomorrow.
Guys. See you tomorrow.
Chuck Freeman, live in Canada. And again, we want to thank everybody that has not just sent him there, but sent him out of our studios for the last 3 days.
Yes,
we really can't
you.
Thank you enough.
Yes, I owe you guys Perkins for the next month.
I want to thank Hupie and Abraham, Q Club of Wisconsin, Robert Hack Diamonds. They have all stepped up to be a part of our Bucks coverage. The Ryan Horvath Show, next on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. I'm Bart Winkler. Ryan Horvath here, but the Ryan Horvath Show pushed back for the time being. Ratings sort of bombed when we did it on Friday, so.
Yeah, right.
Got to move on.
I got a call from NBC. They're like, "Hey, Conan's leaving soon. We heard your bit. You want to jump on?"
I was like, Conan's gonna get screwed over again.
Can't do it.
Who Classic.
Yeah, I know. I could relate, but show goes on.
4799-1250 I reached out on Twitter to talk to this guy. His Twitter is Snell Season, SZN, and I don't know this guy, and he doesn't know me. We've never met. But in the Bucks Twitter bracket that went out this year, he was up against me, and he kicked my ass. And then he beat Frame. So, Snell Season, congratulations on that, first of all. Nice to talk to you finally.
Yeah, nice to reach out, even if it's over the phone.
So, you're world's biggest Tony Snell fan. In fact, you may be him in some ways. But
That's
we
correct.
Have been talking about Tony Snell. Now, Chuck had to go catch his plane, so I needed you to talk to Chuck, but he had to go catch his plane. But if you could enlighten the people of Milwaukee when I advocate, even just for 5 to 10 minutes of Tony Snell, why he should be getting minutes in the rest of the series against Toronto.
For sure. I'm not saying he needs to come in and he needs to play a half an hour every single game, but the dude's proved himself as a 3-and-D player his entire career. I don't see what something's not working these past two games, so I don't see what the big problem is to bring him in for 10 minutes max, let him show what he can do on defense, let him sit at the three-point line, try to knock down some shots. If something's not working and you have a guy on the bench that's proved himself, why not give him a chance? He's a veteran, too. He's been in the league for enough. It's not like he's a rookie coming in.
Plus, he played high school ball with Kawhi.
He played high school ball with Kawhi. He can get in his head, stick him on Kawhi for
a
couple possessions. Just see how it goes. That's all I'm asking. He comes in garbage time and he makes a huge block. And I think, I don't know, I just think he hasn't been given a chance. And I appreciate you advocating for him. I woke up and I saw everyone reaching out to me on Twitter, and I knew that I had to call in and stand up for my guy.
Who did you lose to in that Bucks bracket anyway?
Who was it? Oh, it was Nihilus Bucks.
Oh, that guy beat you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
But he reached out to me, and we're friends now, too. So
look at
the
that.
Bucks Twitter community's great, but sometimes they sleep on Tony.
Do you think they still win the series?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I before the series started, I said Bucks in five. Obviously, that's not happening now. But I don't see us losing at home. And even if we do lose at home somehow, I think that we come out with urgency we haven't really had to see before. We haven't really – I mean, we've seen a glimpse of elimination game Giannis, but I think that's going to be a monster that Toronto doesn't want to deal with. And I don't see us losing – at home. So I think it's – I think we might even finish it out in Toronto in six, but I think we're winning the series.
Snell Season, appreciate it. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. Corey is in Burlington. What's up with you?
Morning, guys. I was going to say, if my call's cutting into the Ryan Horvat show, I'll hang up right away.
No, you're good, dude.
Oh, yeah. No, you're all right. Perfect. We'll get to that another day.
Yeah, he sucks.
We couldn't think of anything funny.
Once again, I'm on the radio.com app, so I'm a little bit behind. But you mentioned the Walmart on Capitol, and it had a little story about a time when I lived over there and went shopping, and there was an employee that was kind of on her knees fixing inventory on the shelf. So I tried to scoop behind her a little bit with my cart, and she shuffled back a little bit and kind of ran into me. We ran into each other, and she proceeded to drop all kinds of expletives.
Well, watch it. So now you've been married how long?
Oh, I'm not married.
Oh, I thought that's where the story
ended. I thought it was, too. I thought it was going to end up there. It was like a misconnections thing. But
Yeah.
No. Just reminiscing about the old Walmart on Capitol Drive.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate it.
So, Bart, moving on. Christian Yelich. Concerns at all? Or no?
For what?
The back injury.
I don't know.
The back tightness or the back soreness.
Did he not play yesterday?
He did not play yesterday, Christian Yelich. I've not seen if he's in the lineup yet today.
Did they win last night? I don't know.
They lost 3-0. They actually struck out 14 times in the loss. Sonny Gray fanned 9 in his first ever appearance at Miller Park.
Do they play today?
They play today at noon. You're actually going to the game. You're covering it for us.
I am?
You are. You need to go into the clubhouse. You need to find me Keston Hira. And I need to know his favorite Bradley Center moment.
Oh, come on. You could do better than that.
His favorite Pfizer Forum memory.
Did the Packers, are they doing anything this week?
They're in OTAs. You want to hear from Mike Clemens real quick?
I do not.
Okay. Mike Clemens is there at OTAs.
We'll talk to Mike tomorrow at 9:15.
Oh, really quick. Aaron Rodgers, did you know that he was in an episode of Game of Thrones?
He was?
Yep. And he also did not like the finale of Game of Thrones.
He didn't?
No, he did not like it. He actually said that, well, he wasn't happy. I don't want to give any spoiler alerts in case there's somebody that's maybe catching up, but he was not happy with who ended up being on the throne. He thought there was plenty of different options. He was legitimately upset.
Do you hear that?
Yep.
That's Bill's phone.
Oh, I thought that was you were playing this and you wanted me to give you some NFL news.
No, Bill just set his phone down and then walked out of the room.
Thank God that's his ringtone. Like, what if he came in here with, like, DMX, what's my name, you know?
I know.
This is the I'm talking about.
Well, why is it on?
We'd be in some trouble.
I knew the Brewers lost. I'm joking about the Packers stuff, too. I really don't care about anything but the Bucks.
But the Bucks, right.
I mean, I was so there were times in that game last night where I had to leave the room and kind of just hear it where I couldn't watch it. I was getting very frustrated with that one last night. And, you know, the last 5 minutes when it was over, I did go side-by-side SmackDown and the Bucks. And then once like Tim Frazier and them got in, I just went full SmackDown.
I was going to say, worst product out there right now, the Bucks bench the past two games or SmackDown and Raw?
I would say WWE as a whole. The concept of this 247 belt.
It's so confusing. Just the whole concept of everything in wrestling right now. There's different rosters. There's SmackDown and Raw, but now there's this wild card thing where you could go to the other person's Raw, the other team, essentially. It gets a little bit more confusing. Like, I just want to watch wrestling to not think for 3 hours. Instead, it's...
Yeah, it's been really bad. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart, that's Ryan Horvath, 414-799-1250. So the Warriors do not play for 9 days. It's now down to 8 days because the first NBA final game won't start until the 30th. That's a week from tomorrow. So that's next Thursday night. I've seen a lot of people chime in or tweet in or Facebook in that the NBA wants this Bucks-Raptors series to go longer because they don't want to be a week without games. I don't buy into that whatsoever in any way. The NBA is not fixing this. They are not rigging it. If the NBA wanted this series to go 7 games, why wouldn't they want the Warriors series? Like, why would they let that sweep happen? Look, there's bad officiating.
Yeah.
There's bad officiating. And some refs may have problems with certain teams and certain players.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's to the point where the NBA says, we cannot have a game for a week. The NBA doesn't need... They don't need Warriors Bucks. They've got the Lakers. They've got Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA doesn't even need their on-court product. They've got enough drama off the court that they're not going to make a Bucks-Raptors series go 7. So I just every time I hear that, it annoys me.
I completely agree. Are you nervous at all about this series? On a scale of 1 to 10, like where are you at right now?
With Bucks-Raptors?
With Bucks-Raptors.
I'm petrified.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got hammered on social media last night because I said the Bucks are going to win this game at halftime. And I really did feel like that. I know you're down double digits heading into halftime. And people were like, well, what from this organization gives you any confidence? And I'm like, the organization, nothing in the past 3-4 decades
well,
gives me any confidence.
Problem.
But this team does give me confidence because all year they've battled back. In the second half, we've seen them make those third quarter runs, kind of like Golden State does, where if they are down in half, you know, they come out and they blow you out in the third and fourth quarter and everything's all right. So I was fully expecting it. Also, like I said, I mean, when you got Powell and Ibaka and Kyle Lowry and they combined for 40 points in the first half, I just thought they were going to come back down to earth. What concerned me the most was just the lack of effort from the Bucks. Like, that's something that we haven't seen, not only in the playoffs, but all season long. They're lazy, closing out on shooters. Like, the defensive effort has just been brutal. not hitting the glass. That's what scares me. You know, if you're just missing open shots, there's nothing you could do about that. Shooting percentages dip in the playoffs. Everybody defends, but it's just the lack of effort that's been scaring me a little bit, to tell you the truth. But I still think they get it done game 5.
I'm petrified that the same old Bucks, never trust the Bucks crowd, will come back if the Bucks blow it. I'm more worried about what happens if they lose. Lineup today for the Brewers: Kane, Moustakas, Grandal, Thames in the cleanup spot, Hira at 5, Gamel, Perez, Arcia, and Davies. So no Braun or Yelich today. I'll have updates from you from Miller Park, and I'll be on the postgame show tomorrow for the Bucks. And we'll be back tomorrow at 6. Chuck and Winkler and Horvy on the Fan.
Nobody beats our...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.